Hey, honey. Kids finally tucked in?
Great, I'm beat.
I've got something on my face.
Oh, that's probably just some frosting. Santa can't go around handing out presents on an empty stomach, so I invited him to stay a little longer and gave him some home-baked goods as a thank you while you took care of the kids. It was the least I could do. I doubt dressing up as Santa Claus is our neighbor's idea of a good time. Although he did disappear into the role pretty well, I had no idea he could do a deep ho-ho-ho like that. Want to hear something stupid? Like, Santa isn't hot, obviously, but I don't know. Him being so good with the kids, making them smile and laugh and all that. It did kind of turn me on a little bit. Probably some cavewoman thing, primal motherly instincts or whatever. I don't know exactly what it was, but yeah, I just really felt the need to thank him properly. What am I doing? What do you mean? Come on, the kids are all tucked in. We finally got some time to ourselves, and well. I just fucked Santa. You don't want to do it here, in the living room? What, are you worried one of the kids wakes up and sees us? Ugh, fine. Good old bedroom it is then. Looks a bit more messy than usual. Oh yeah, well, I had to show Santa our new bed. He agreed, by the way. Said it felt heavenly. Told you I chose the right one. Well, yeah, I couldn't just show him the bed, silly. They're for sleeping on, after all. So I let him have a test ride. And yes, I'm still talking about the bed. Mostly. You want to hear about it? That's more like it. Now you're getting into the holiday spirit. Lay down in our bed. I'm sure by now you're noticing more than just the place being a bit messy. The smell of sex ingrained in our sheets, but not just sex. I'm sure you can still get a faint whiff of his cologne as well. I saw your bulge twitch. Want to know what other stains he left? All right, slow down. You're like a little kid on Christmas morning. Can hardly wait to get every single detail, huh? I'll start at the beginning for you. He had said goodbye to the kids and shaken your hand, and so while you took the kids downstairs, I invited him into the kitchen. I might be wearing this ugly Christmas sweater, but it hugs all the right curves, right? So I catch him stealing a few glances. I don't try to stop him, even smile when I catch him, but you know Santa. He wouldn't hit on a married woman just like that. So I make the first move. Ask him about that famous gut he's always flaunting. Turns out, and you won't believe this, he has a pillow under his jacket. Turns out there's no pudgy dad bod under there, but instead rock hard abs. False advertisement from Santa of all people. Crazy, right? Having already been tricked once, I tell him I need to make sure. So I feel his abs. My hand wanders on his stomach in the exact same way it's doing on yours now. And it wanders lower and lower. And lower. Before I knew it, my hand had stumbled onto another bulge, just like the one I'm holding on to right now. Except it wasn't stiff and quivering like yours. Enjoying the story a little too much? Oh, and also his was maybe twice as big as yours, in case you were wondering. Oh. You're definitely enjoying the story. biting down on your lip, trying to hold back moans? Anyway, now I'm paranoid he stuffed his jacket. Who's to say he isn't stuffing his pants as well? So, like any good detective, I do the proper examinations. First, a proper pat-down. It had the right shape. I thought I felt it moving a bit, but it was just so big. So I had to make sure. He leans back on our kitchen counter, and just like I'm doing to you, I slide one hand into his pants and wrap my hand around it. Try to wrap my hand around it, I should say. No wonder Santa is always limping around with that sack slung over his shoulder. He probably can't walk straight with that massive Christmas tree dangling between his legs. God, just the size difference. He is Father Christmas. And you? You're like Santa's little helper. Don't worry, baby. I love your dick in all its modest mundanity. Nobody wants a Christmas dinner every day of the week. It's too much, too filling, saved only for special occasions. Tonight I get a real Christmas meal, courtesy of Santa. And for the rest of the week, I'll have the less filling, less overwhelming meal that you're serving. Unless Santa knocks on our door and offers me some leftovers, of course. Oh, right. Well, it wasn't enough just to feel the thing. I needed to see it, too. So I invited him to this very bedroom and pulled down his pants. I'll do the same for you. Pull your cock out so I can really paint the scene. Give you a proper comparison. This is going to be a little trickier than I expected. Well, the thing is, Santa asked a similar question, but illustrating your size on him was easy. I just eyeballed it a bit, pointed to where you'd reach on his shaft if the two of you were side by side, but I can't exactly do the same with yours. Oh, I have an idea. Here. I'm just going to straddle you and let your cock stand up against my stomach. Just like that. See, this is where your cock reaches. And if I were to make an estimate, I'll just run my finger up my stomach. Say he reached about here. Oh my gosh, he really reached past my belly button. Why are you moaning so badly? It can't possibly turn you on that much to see how deep inside your wife he reached. Can it? Hold on. Get a marker while I get rid of this horrendous sweater. We'll measure heights, you know, like people do on door frames and walls to see how much their kids grew. All right, here. This is where your cock reaches. Draw a line on my stomach, baby. And sign it, of course. How about you write little cucky next to that line? And then, all the way up here, draw another line and write Santa. That really puts it into perspective, huh? Maybe I should get it tattooed, so that every time we fuck, you can see how far you are from measuring up. It's okay, baby. You can stroke your dick while I continue my story. It really is funny. Both you and Santa seemed to really like it when I compared you to the other, despite it being so different. It's not hard to get Santa's side of the story, the constant ego stroke as I tell him how much bigger he is, how much better he is. Then there's you. No ego strokes in sight. The only thing getting stroked is your adorably average cock. Yet you're enjoying the comparisons just as much, if not more, than him. Slow down, baby. If you're not careful, you'll end up shooting your load before I even get to the end of the story. By now in the story, I was worshipping his huge cock with my mouth, trying my best to swallow his whole candy cane. I obviously struggled with his size. I wasn't used to a cock like that, something he happily gloated about. You hear that, baby? He was bragging about how much bigger he was, all while fucking your wife's face. Come on, baby, kiss me. Do you feel it? Another man's taste on your wife's breath? Can't even kiss me right now without picturing me being taken by another man. Kiss me. Let those pretty little pictures of your wife's lips being claimed by another man infiltrate your mind while you play with that cute cock. Kiss me again. Again. Wait, wait, wait. Don't come yet. Whew, that was close. Our little friend down there is jumping and dancing for attention for that final stroke he needs. But not yet. I still have one very important thing to tell you about. You see, after you had gone downstairs, Santa remembered that he had one last present he had to give out. Since you were busy with the kids, I was given the hefty responsibility of handing over the present. He was unsure, though. Only good boys and girls get presents, and while he would have a hard time deeming me anything other than a good girl while I was worshipping his cock, he wasn't quite so certain about you. I tried to convince him, told him you had been such a good boy all year round. I didn't quite get through to him, but we reached a compromise. You have to do two very simple things to get your present. Task number one, you have to send Santa a text. Tell him you've been a good boy and thank him for the present. What a happy accident. I've got your phone right here. Here you go. Prove you really want your present. Write the text. Thank the man that fucked your wife. Good. Very good. I told him, I know a good boy when I see one. And my sweet, sweet hubby is the absolute goodest of good boys. And task number two. You'll have to beg for it. Tell me how much of a good boy you've been this year. Beg me to give you the present Santa left for you. Come on, you can do better than that. Show me you really want it. That's it. Beg for it. Plead for it. Whimper for me. Only a really good boy would beg that much. How could I ever say no to that? Okay, I'll get the present ready for you since you asked so nicely. Just gotta get rid of these pants and the panties too. When Santa was giving our bed a little test drive, things got a little carried away. Usually I'm very good about being safe, but he had already been so generous. Besides, it's Santa we're talking about. Even if I had wanted to use protection, I've got a feeling the condoms you keep in the nightstand wouldn't fit him anyways, so our hands were tied. What I'm trying to say is that your gift, baby, is between my legs. You ready to feel it? Give me one last little please, and I'll lower myself onto your needy cock. Good boy. Oh, you noticed that? Your dick slid in so easily, not even a hint of resistance. You can thank Santa for that. He made sure to get me all nice and warmed up for you. He also got me nice and wet for you. Sure, there's that usual wetness, but it's not just that. What you're also feeling is another man's cum inside your wife. That's it, baby. Hump up into me. It just feels so right, doesn't it? Not to be the man that gets served first, but instead to get the sloppy seconds. You're getting close already. I can feel it. Don't worry, baby. Santa already made me come several times over, so you squirting your little load as soon as you got your cock inside of me really doesn't bother me all that much. Don't hold back. Don't even try to hold on. I want to see you hump helplessly into your wife's cream-pied pussy. I want to see you come before we even really get started. You may not last as long as Santa, and you're certainly not as big as him, but you're such a good cuck for me, aren't you? So go on. Accept your place. Be the second man to come inside me tonight like a good cuck. That's it, baby. Come for me. Come for me. Come like the good little cuck that you are. Let it all out. Feel your body tense up and then relax. I knew Santa was wrong to doubt you. You did so well. Such a good boy. We really have to hope that our neighbor doesn't go blabbering about what happened tonight. Otherwise, half the neighborhood might show up on our doorstep wearing white beards and Santa outfits. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't be too bad of a Christmas tradition. I love you. Merry Christmas.